Y'all, welcome back. Got something that I guess has been brewing for years to talk about, and it's the general concept that, at least to me, fun is more important than accuracy. And now, I don't mean like at your job. You know, like, I might have told this story on the podcast before, but it doesn't matter, but I worked for a bank. I got swindled one time by a professional scam artist. That's a different thing. But I also, I fucked up a lot. I don't know if that's going to surprise anybody. But like, I would accidentally give an extra 20 or not enough, or you know what, like, and people would walk out and then come back. And thank God they would come back. Because like, I gave a lady one time, like, a couple $100 too much. Because it was supposed to be like a split. Like, she was giving me, I was supposed to like cash her check, but like half in savings and half give back to her. And I gave it all back to her. And like, thank God she was honest, because that would have come out of my paycheck. So that's what I mean. I don't mean fun is more important than accuracy, but if like you're at something that matters, like if you're a surgeon, you know what I mean? Obviously accuracy, obviously fucking come on. That's not my point. I mean, when you're not at something that has either someone's livelihood or literal life, if you're like a brain surgeon, if that's not involved, fun is the most important thing. Accuracy, it falls by the wayside to me. And here's what I mean, okay? I've got a couple of examples. One goes way back, okay? And I think I'll just start here. I was disc golfing many, many years ago, pre-kids, going back 10, 12 years. I was with my brother and a friend of the show, Joe Brady, doesn't matter. We were disc golfing. And my brother made an incredible shot. It was from distance. It was sort of bent around a tree. I'm not telling you it looks like a 90-degree angle, but it was sort of bent around a tree from distance, and the shot landed on top of the cage and settled on top of the metal. Didn't hit the chain, settled on top of the metal. We're freaking out. It's me and Joe, you know, another guy named Joe, my buddy. Anyways, Sam and another one of us, four of us, jumping up and down, going, whoa, that's amazing. I can't believe it. A guy comes running over. Okay. I mean, not like walking over, not like he was already near us, not like we even knew this guy. He's a total stranger. He comes running over, waving his arms, going, hey, that doesn't count. Hey, just want to make sure that that doesn't count. Hey, doesn't count. Fuck you, guy. How about that? Like, you came running over to a group of strangers to essentially say, hey, stop being happy. Hey, cut it out. Yeah, that's wrong. Bad, no, wrong. I read it in a book. There's a book. When I own the book. It's a rule book. The book says stop having fun. Like, that's what I mean, okay? And I don't think that this guy was trying to be a prick. That's my point, okay? Like, I spoiled the end of Harry Potter to a friend of mine. In fact, friend of the show, Natalie. She's been on once or twice. I spoiled the end of Harry Potter. And look, if you're still reading Harry Potter or something, turn this off real quick or skip ahead 30 seconds. I told Natalie that Dumbledore dies like day two after she got whichever book that was. I don't give a fuck about Harry Potter. That's not my thing. But I told her, and I'm an asshole. That was mean and it was done on purpose. There was no way around it. I wasn't trying to help. I was just trying to spoil it because I was, you know, she's one of my best friends in life. And I thought that was funny because I suck. I don't know. That whatever. That's not what this guy was. This guy wasn't going, hey, fuck you guys. He genuinely thought that we needed to know that information, and not only needed to know it, but needed to be told it while we were jumping up and down. Because I think to at least some people, and I don't even blame people for this, but I think some people are wired so tightly that accuracy has to matter. And here's another example. It's a more recent example. When we're playing board games at the house, my wife cannot grasp that I'm willing to bend, if not break, if not remove, any and all rules if it means to keep the game going faster. For fuck's sake, chutes and ladders could take forever otherwise. Sorry could take forever otherwise, and I won't even start Monopoly because my kids aren't old enough yet. But point is, I will break every rule if it A, keeps them happy, and B, gets the shit over with. All right? And my wife can't handle it. Can't handle it. And that's, and again, she wants us to have fun. It's her idea that I would turn off the, you know, the playoffs. God damn it. That I would turn off the NBA playoffs to come play a board game. It was her idea in the first place to have fun. She's not trying to be a spoil sport. She's not trying to be mean or detrimental or negative in any way. And I don't believe this guy was when he came running the fuck over to tell us to, hey, stop celebrating. Like, fuck you, guy. We need more reasons to celebrate. Just in life, we need more reasons to celebrate. And the general rule of thumb, just don't spoil people's shit. Obviously, I was far more of an asshole. I said that, the Dumbledore thing. I mean it. I absolutely mean it. But point is, I don't necessarily blame these people, and I certainly don't blame my wife for it, because I know she wants to have fun. And I'm certain this guy thought he was doing well. I'm sick, because we weren't mean to him in the moment. So I'm certain he got back to his car. He's like, I just helped those kids today. I made their day. And this happens all the time. this has happened. I've been on both sides of this story, and this is hilarious, but it's just true. A couple weeks ago, not even a couple weeks ago, it was early March or mid-March or whatever, during March Madness, my wife and I, we took the afternoon off work because we had to go do a whole bunch of nonsense at the bank. It's a whole bunch of boring shit. You know what I mean? Well, we get there and the guy's like, dude, I'm so sorry. He didn't say dude. He's wearing a tie. He said, sir, I'm so sorry. You know, something else, something. Can you come back in a half hour or 45 minutes? I forget what he said. Doesn't matter. But the bank that's near our house is also literally right next to a sports bar. And so my wife and I just walked over there. We're like, yeah, we can have a drink, kill some time. And when we walk in, all unbeknownst to us, USD was playing basketball. University of South Dakota. If you're a new listener or whatever, then you don't know. Like, I went to South Dakota. My wife is from South Dakota. We met in college, and I went there, and we both ended up going to the University of South Dakota. Coyotes, USD. Point is, we walk in and we are stunned to our incredible fortune. There's like 10 minutes left in this college USD basketball game. So fuck yeah, let's start cheering for them. We're clapping, literally. We're not being obnoxious. If it was later in the night, I'd have been super obnoxious. But it's like 4 in the afternoon or something, 3:30. I don't know, whatever it is. So we get a drink, we're cheering on, we're getting hyped, and every now and again we're clapping a little bit, high-five and joking or whatever. And a stranger sitting a table over goes, he doesn't get up from his table, he doesn't come running over, to his credit, but he does, this happened. He goes, hey, you guys know that's taped, right? That's a recording. You guys know that's not a live game. And instantly, my wife and I are not having fun anymore. We thought we were caught up in the throes of a last, couple minutes left, close game. It was tied or a 1-point game or whatever. We're excited, having fun. Every shot, it was tense. And this is crazy. Awesome. Hey, you should stop having fun, right? Hey, that's not, hey, stop it. You're smiling over there. Stop it. And again, I don't blame this man. I really don't. Because again, I think people are just so, and maybe not everybody. I mean, obviously, not me. But I don't know that that's a good or bad thing. I'm not even saying it is a good or bad thing. I'm just saying, to this gentleman's, credit, I don't think he was trying to be an asshole. I don't think most people operate that way. At least I just choose not to believe it. Whatever. I don't want that to be the case. But regardless, this guy went out of his way to make sure we knew, hey, the reason you're having fun's not right. Shouldn't do that. And I get it. He just thinks he's trying to help. I get, you know what I mean? I get it. But I mean, this is 100% true. 1,000% true. 827% true. I was in Chillicothe, Missouri. God, years ago. Post disc golf story, but well before this most recent USD story. Pre-kids. Traveling for work or some shit. So I'm at a bar. I think I'm at a hotel bar. I think I'm at the hotel that I'm staying. I'm at a bar in Chillicothe, Missouri. And four dudes walk in, and they're dressed exactly the same. They're all wearing starched blue jean overalls. Light blue. Light. I mean, almost white, but not. They're just, you can tell they're old. And a long sleeve button down flannel shirt, all of them. And the exact same boots. And the exact same haircut. Two were blonde and two were dark hair, maybe. I don't remember that specifically. But literally bowl cut. Literally all four of them. Walked in wearing overalls, jean overalls, button-down shirt, starched, crisp and clean as shit, old but crisp and clean, same shoes, same haircut. And they sit down and they start watching the Ohio State-Michigan game on TV. Now, it's the Ohio State-Michigan game from like 1994. And to my credit, the USD basketball game we were watching had just happened the night before. The 1994 Michigan-Ohio State basketball game was just on like ESPN Classic or something over the bar. And these guys don't know that. And I'm stunned sitting there how they're high-fiving and shit and they're talking and go, oh, what a great yada yada. And I'm stunned they don't realize how bad this looks. Like, how the fuck, like, don't, like, yes, I should have known better that the South Dakota game wasn't live. I could have easily checked my phone or whatever. But these guys aren't checking their phones. And the longer we sit there, the longer I realize they don't have phones, or at least they haven't pulled them out once, any of the four of them collectively. And yeah, this was 7-8 years ago, but still, iPhones existed, you know what I mean? And these dudes don't get that this isn't live. And you know what I didn't do? ladies and gentlemen. I didn't fucking spoil it for him. What I did do is I texted my friends and took pictures of them without them seeing me, and I made fun of these motherfuckers all night for being stupid. Till I text my wife, and she goes, those are Hutterites. They don't have electricity. They're not as hardcore as the other ones. Damn it. The other ones that don't have electricity and shit. Can't believe I'm going to blank on their name, but it doesn't matter. And you know what I mean. You know the people I mean. People that make stuff out of wood and the Amish. They're not, Hutterites are not as strict as the Amish. Hutterites will go, you know, will use electricity and shit if it's provided by some other establishment. That, and so my wife said, yeah, they must. There's likely a farmer's market or some shit, and they're in town killing time. You know, or just having dinner or whatever the hell they're doing. But they don't have electricity where they're from. They don't have TVs in their houses. They don't get why this looks like it's 20 years old. Because they didn't see TV 20 years ago. They haven't seen TV yesterday. So they genuinely don't get that it's not live. But again, I didn't fucking spoil it for them. Because I know that fun is more important than accuracy. Certainly when at a bar. Certainly when not at work, certainly when all the things I've already said. You know what I mean? In moments like these, in life moments, fun beats accuracy. In life moments, accuracy should not be used to the detriment of anyone or any group's joy. Accuracy should be used to stop people from doing stupid shit, to make laws, and you know, to stop people from hurting people and all those things, obviously, whatever. But if someone's having fun and they're not hurting anybody, there's no reason to stop that just because, you know, some details or some evidence would prove otherwise. Don't fucking do it. And here's where this one gets weird, ladies and gentlemen. Don't kick people's crutches out from under them. And I don't, you know, obviously I don't mean physically crutches. I mean religious crutches. If someone has a religious crutch, including with atheists, it's not really worth kicking their crutch out because accuracy. And as much as I can easily poke holes in anyone's theory, and I'm not smart, I just mean there's no complete theories out there. I'm not special. Anybody can poke holes in any religious theory because there's no complete theory. There's no perfect theory. Otherwise, we'd be done. Atheists and religious folk alike, it's not worth telling them they're wrong in the moment. I was at the park a couple days ago, Tuesday, when, doesn't matter, with my daughter. One of her friends and one of her friend's moms, and I like these people a lot. But she's like hardcore religious, and she starts going on about, and I love this person, I do. And she starts going on about, well, of course, Jesus has to be real. Of course Jesus is real. There's too many, you know, firsthand eyewitness accounts. There's too many people that were willing to dive to claim that they saw it. Too many people were willing to lose their entire lives simply to bolster, you know, the Jesus story. Too many people believed it. Like, first of all, I mean, you don't even know that, you know, what eyewitnesses, you mean people that like people you've never met that were written down 2000 years ago by other people you never met. And then that was told to somebody you never met. That was told to somebody else over the years or you never met. So I mean, A, I don't even buy that, but B, let's say it's true. Let's say thousands of people, let's say it all happened. They all were willing to say that, you know, Jesus is Lord and I saw it and I'm willing to die for it. And I'm with it. There's, I'm scared to even say this number out loud, but there's millions of people out there that are willing to call Trump God or a deity or a servant or an angel. So, you know, like you can find these videos. I'm not going to waste your time, but Google them. If you don't believe me, Google it. There are people that have dash cams on that when they are getting pulled over or their car's out of control, they literally are praying, help me, Trump. Please help me, Trump. Please. Please help me, Trump. That happened. That happened. You can Google it. Fucking Google it. I dare you. And that's people today that are willing to say that Trump is a deity or an angel or prophet is the word I was looking for earlier. I've heard it. I've seen it. People talk about it all the time. Religious leaders put their hands on him and raise Bibles over him. People are willing to do that for Trump. I don't give a shit if you voted for Trump. I don't care if you voted for Biden. Fuck them both. But if you're willing to say that any human being, especially one as fucked up as Donald Trump, is a deity, then that just tells me that people have always been this stupid. If you're willing to say that today, they were certainly willing to say that back then. It doesn't prove anything. People are willing to stick their necks out for some really stupid shit. And just because a group of people stuck their neck out for Jesus, if you even want to believe that's true, but if they did, so what? People stick their neck out for wrong things all the time. But you know what I didn't do? Well, I'm at a park with this very nice woman who's just making conversation because I tend to lean into religious shit. So I'm sure I leaned us down this road. I'm sure I pushed us down this cavern. I'm sure I'm the reason we're on this path. And so in the moment, I'm not just going to tell you, you're fucking wrong, and you lay into everything I just said. I said, yeah, that's a fun theory. I was like, I can see why you believe that. That's cool. And we kept talking. And we had a very delightful time. It was fun. Because fun is more important than accuracy. Thank you guys for listening. I really do appreciate it. Let's just fucking keep this thing going. You know what I mean? Why not? I don't know how long I'll do it or how often or whatever. It's never going to be a weekly show anymore, like whatever. But like, hey, I missed you. How about that? Thank y'all for listening. I love you. See you next time.